for the past 1,000-some years. Please stand. On the Feast of Pascha, we read the Paschal homily of St. John Chrysostom. If anyone is a devout and lover of God, let him enjoy this beautiful and radiant festival. If anyone is a wise servant, let him rejoicing enter into the joy of his Lord. If anyone has wearied himself in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If anyone has labored from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If anyone has come at the third hour with thanksgiving, let him keep the feast. If anyone has arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, for he shall suffer no loss. If anyone has delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near without hesitation. If anyone has arrived even at the 11th hour, let him not fear on account of his delay. For the Master is gracious and receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour, just as to him who labored from the first. For his mercy is upon the last and cares for the first. To the one he gives, to the other he is gracious. He both honors the work and praises the intention. Enter all of you, therefore, into the joy of our Lord, and whether first or last, receive your reward. O rich and poor, one and another, dance for joy. O you ascetics and you negligent, celebrate the day. You that have fasted and you that have disregarded the fast, rejoice today. The table is rich laden, feast royally, all of you. The calf is fatted, let no one go forth hungry. Let us all partake of the feast of faith. Let us all receive the riches of goodness. Let no one lament his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn his transgressions, for pardon has dawned from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was taken by death annihilated it. He descended into Hades and took Hades captive. He embittered it when he tasted its flesh. And anticipating this, Isaiah exclaimed, Hades was embittered when encountered thee in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was purged. It was embittered, for it was despoiled. It was embittered, for it was bound in chains. It took a body and face to face met God. It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw, but crumbles before what it had not seen. O death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is thy victory? Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
And you are overthrown. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
The demons are fallen. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
And the angels rejoice. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
And death reigns. Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
And no one dead remains in the tomb. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of them that fell asleep. To him be glory and might unto ages of ages. Amen.